If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this Father's Day, June 16, 1974, we count it a privilege to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we're rejoicing in the midst of our spiritual renewal in summer revival. Summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church. Last Sunday, 10 people united with our church, giving us a tremendous and wonderful thrust for the months of June, July, and August, when we're emphasizing experiencing revival in the days of the summer. We are praying that God will send a revival to our nation. In these days of political crises, in these days of searching for peace and prosperity, we believe we need to underscore, as never before, the importance of spiritual things. Our nation needs God, and our nation needs revival, and our nation needs the hand of Almighty God upon it. We're suffering many difficulties and facing many crisis moments, as our president is now in the Middle East, climaxing the efforts of peace by the Secretary of State, as our labor and management are trying to negotiate the wages and salaries and prices, as our Supreme Court is facing many crises decisions, as all across America, the governors, the mayors, the city fathers of our great cities are facing problems of crime and problems of environment and problems of pollution, we need to come to the full realization that unless America turns back to God, we will not find the answer to our many problems and our many difficulties. Only in Christ is there hope for America. And I want you to join with us here at Worth Baptist in praying that God would awaken the people of America and send revival our way. Remember, we are praying for spiritual renewal in summer revival, a great spiritual awakening, a spiritual happening, a spiritual revolution for our day. We believe God's able to meet our needs. The Bible plainly tells us that God, if His people has promised, if His people will but turn to Him by faith, that He would hear from heaven. And we're expecting God to do that in the days of summer 1974. We're praying for not only revival in our church, but revival in our city, and revival in the state, and revival across the nation and around the world. Our state legislators need our prayers during these critical days and when they're drawing up the state constitution. All of these things merit our prayers, and we believe God has the answer, and we believe revival is the answer, an old-fashioned, heaven-sent revival that will bring America to her knees. Join with us then in prayer during these days that God would send that revival. We invite you to come today and share the blessings of God in our services. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. And we have a class for every member of your family. We teach the Bible, the Word of God, our only textbook. And we believe that's important in these days of apostasy and turning away from God and forsaking the Bible. We underscore, we emphasize that the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church teaches the Bible only. Our Sunday morning worship hour begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. Our new associate, Reverend Ray DeBoard, will be with us this Sunday. He'll be directing the music. We'll have revival music and revival messages throughout the day. Then on Wednesday nights, we are having a series of messages entitled The Lands of the Bible. Let me urge you, if you would like to be informed about the things of the Bible lands, about history, about current events, about prophecy, about the things that are taking place in the Middle East today, in the Mediterranean world, in the land of Israel, come Wednesday night at 7:30. We have beautiful color slides that are informative, inspirational, and educational that will help you to understand the lands of the Bible. Remember, that's every Wednesday night, the series, The Lands of the Bible, accompanied by beautiful color slides. The time is 7:30 each Wednesday night during the summer. And then we would like to hear from you by mail during these days. Write us and let us know that you hear the broadcast. Let us know that you are going to join with us in prayer for spiritual renewal in summer revival. As we look forward to the month of July, we have designated the first Sunday of July, that's July 7th, as God and Country Day. We will be emphasizing the importance of spiritual things as well as the importance of patriotism in these days. The date once again, Sunday, July 7th, God and Country Day, here at Worth Baptist Church. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Repent, Now or Never. I shall read from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. But before I read the scripture, I want to ask you to pause with me a moment in a word of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, in these crucial days, days of apostasy, days of indifference, days of national and international unrest, we call upon Thee to direct the affairs of our nation, of our President, of our Secretary of State, of our men in high offices, of the men in churches and the pastors and preachers of our land. May we all realize that there is but one hope, and that hope is in the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us today, we pray, that the Holy Spirit might direct our thinking. Bless this broadcast and this message to every heart today. Surely Thou knowest the troubled hearts in our city, the problems, the difficulties, those who are sick, those who are in sorrow, those who have special burdens today. May the Holy Spirit lift the burdens, and may the Holy Spirit make Christ real to every heart in this hour, and send a genuine revival of repentance in order that we might truly experience revival in our day, is our prayer in Jesus' name, and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now to the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, at verse 14. Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. I read a story about the colored preacher who once said he never liked to preach against stealing chickens because it threw such a coldness over his meeting. Many of his members, he said, had a tendency to freeze up against him when he preached on stealing chickens. Well, somewhat is the case when we preach on repentance, and many people today don't want to hear about repentance. But, beloved, whether or not people want to hear it, it is incumbent upon the preachers of our land that we come back to the hour when we preach the Word of God like it is, when we preach repentance because we believe that unless America repents, America stands to suffer under the judgment hand of God. The words of Jesus that I read to you a moment ago are just as new and meaningful as tomorrow morning's headlines. The message of the gospel never changes. It never loses its power. It never loses its punch. It never loses its priority nor its pungence. We need more than ever before to return to the Bible and the preaching of repentance. I would be first to admit that the message of repentance is not a popular message. Among the evangelists of yesteryear, there was a phrase that was commonly used. It was just three words, turn or burn. My message today is another way of saying turn or burn. I've entitled it, Repent Now or Never. In Luke 13:5, Jesus said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. In Matthew 4:7, John the Baptist came on the scene preaching repentance. We read there that John said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Now, such preaching as John preached was not very popular. In fact, it cost him his head. But, beloved, that was only a shortcut to glory for John the Baptist. One day, the Apostle Paul stood on Mars Hill and preached a mighty sermon to the intellectuals of the city of Athens. And Paul said, "The times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth," notice that word commandeth, "but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." We really don't like to see ourselves as we are. No photographer on all the earth could make a living producing pictures of people just as they are. He must go back and retouch the negative. He must go back and take out the ugly spots, cover up the wrinkles, and cover up the blemishes. But, beloved, in spiritual things, we must not retouch the negative. We must accentuate the positive. And the positive message for this hour is repent. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Somehow I believe the elephant must have a little human nature in him. He will not drink from a clear stream, because when he sees the image of his ugly face, he frantically fights the water. It's for this same reason that many people don't like the Bible. You see, the Bible is the only book in all the world that tells it like it is. The Bible shows you up for what you really are. The Bible helps us to see ourselves as God sees us. In these days of apathy and apostasy and liberalism, we've had too much mamby-pamby, sugar-tit preaching. Someone has observed that we've had so many sermonettes by so many preacherettes in so many churchettes that about all we have is a generation of Christianettes. The gospel was never intended to make you feel comfortable in your sins. Oh, I know we don't like this straight preaching. We don't want to hear that we must repent. But, beloved, we do not need a silk hat, kid glove, Mother Hubbard, touch everything, cover nothing message. We need in the 20th century, in 1974, today, we need a message of repentance. I echo the words of Jesus, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." We must call a spade, and a shovel. We must declare war on sin. We must uncover the sins of men. We must warn men of the coming judgment day. Remember, Paul said, "God hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world." The reason no one is ever saved in many churches in our land is because they've never been told that they're lost. You can't rescue a drowning man until he knows he's drowning. You can't give a man medicine unless he realizes he's sick. Men don't call the fire truck unless there's a fire. And, beloved, men will not call upon the name of Christ. Men will not call upon God for mercy until and unless they know that they need Him. And I'm here to tell you today that you need God. Daddy, on this Father's Day, you need God more than anything else. Mother, you need God. Young man, you need God today. Choosing the vocation, the profession, the career for your life, you need God. Young lady, you need God today. Some of you young ladies are planning your wedding. You're planning the future with a young man that you want to call your husband. My friend, you need God in helping you to make the right choice. You need God in building a home and bringing a family up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. You need God more than you need money. You need God more than you need education or clothes or a car or prestige or power or wealth. You need God more than your lungs need air. You need God more than your veins need blood. You need God more than your stomach needs food. You need Him more than anything material that you could think of in this world today. Because one day you're going to come down to die. And when you come down to die, your money is not going to help you. Your prestige is not going to help you. Your power, your job, your home, your car and clothes and all the rest. These things will mean nothing when you come down to die. The only thing that will matter then is your personal relationship to Christ. And the only way you can have a personal relationship with Him is for you to repent of your sins, even as the Bible admonishes you. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In the words of Jesus, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. What is repentance anyhow? Repentance is not fear. Oh, there's a great deal to fear. We all ought to fear the judgment of hell. But repentance that comes as a result of fear lasts only as long as the fear lasts. So repentance is not fear. Repentance is not conviction. Many people are convicted but never repent. Felix was under conviction. The Bible says he trembled under conviction when Paul reasoned with him, but Felix never repented. Repentance is not remorse. No one was more remorseful than Judas Iscariot. But Judas did not repent, and God had to judge him because he didn't. Repentance is not making resolutions. Some of you began back at the first of the year. You resolve not to do this. You resolve not to do that. You resolve to start doing this or that or the other. But my friend, repentance is more than resolution. Repentance is not performing your religious duties. You see, you can go to church and tithe and visit and sing in the choir and teach a class and preach in the pulpit and yet be lost. Because repentance is not performing religious duties. Cain was just as religious as Abel, but God judged Cain because he never repented. Repentance is not praying. The Pharisees prayed 4 times a day, yet Jesus said to them, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. What then is repentance? My friend, repentance is confessing your sins, forsaking your sins, and receiving Jesus Christ in your heart as your own personal Savior. I read in Proverbs 28:13, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. I read in John 1:11-12, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. William Lyon Phelps of the Yale University once said, and I quote, I call the attention of you young people to Jesus, the greatest leader, the most proficient teacher, the most absolutely right person this world has ever known. I tell you that the only way this world can be saved is by Jesus. And beloved, that man spoke the truth. But long before, Peter said in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Even before that, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Repentance, then, is turning an about face. Repentance is reversing your thoughts about God, about Christ, about sin, and about yourself. When the prodigal son came to himself, he repented. This is what the prodigal said, I will arise, and I will go to my father, and I will confess my sins. And he did, and he repented, and he had fellowship restored in his heart. Repentance then is turning from sin toward God. Repentance takes place in a man's heart, not in his head. You see, when God measures a man, he doesn't put the tape around his head, he puts it around his heart. Repentance brings about a change in a man's way of life. Paul says, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new. You might be asking, but preacher, why should I repent? There are 3 reasons why you should repent. 1, you are a sinner. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. 2, God commands it. Remember what Paul said, God commandeth all men now to repent. And 3, the goodness of God should lead you to repentance today. Another question arises, and you may be asking it right now. When should I repent? And the answer is now or never. Today is the day of salvation. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Come, for all things are now ready, said Christ. It is turn or burn. It is now or never. The Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. This is the time to repent. Many insurance salesmen end their presentation with these words. Don't let me rush you into a decision. Think it over tonight and call me when you wake up in the morning. If you wake up. Well, my friend, I'm not going to tell you to put it off until tomorrow, because I know you may never wake up. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the time for you to repent. It is repentance now or never. It is turn or burn. This moment, right by your radio, wherever you are, you can repent of your sins. You can confess Christ as your Savior, and this moment, God will forgive you and save your soul, even right now. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. You will either repent and accept Jesus Christ today as your Savior, or you will perish and meet Him tomorrow as your judge. The choice is yours. It's turn or burn. It is repent now or never. May the Lord bless you as you repent in this moment. Let me say in the closing moment of the broadcast, summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist. We're experiencing spiritual renewal in summer revival. Come today and share the blessings of God with us at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.